Thank you, Mr. Sharp. For the benefit of time this evening, I'd like to briefly explain to you what we will have going on. There are two types of hearings tonight. One is variances and one is special use exceptions. For you folks that are here as applicants, you understand what is required of you. For the variances, there are five standards that you have to convince this board that you meet. So when you come forward, present your request and address those five standards for us. And then there is only one question for a special use exception that has to be answered or we need to be convinced of. If you don't know what they are and you're here in opposition, then in the back of the room there is there's a paper that will explain that to you. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. I would also note that typically we have access to online maps. Right now we are having some technical difficulties. Staff is trying to address that. So right now we do not have access to those online maps like we typically do for the board. Once, if it does get up, we will begin using it. Okay. So the first public hearing tonight is case 12,166. Ralph Cook Jr. seeks variances from the side yard setback for an existing structure, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bowman Road, approximately 1,694 feet north of Ellis Mill Road. The 911 address is 3432 Bowman Road, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 17, Parcel 17.12. Specifically, they're requesting 11.2-foot variance and 11.4-foot side yard variance, again, for the existing house. There were no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and there was one mail return. Thank you.
Is there anyone here for case number 12,166? Yes, please come forward and be sworn in.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Ralph Cook. My address is 4669 Osprey Landing, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. You can go to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down, Ms. Cornwell.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
When I bought the house back in 1979, it was a foreclosure. In the mid-80s, I built on an addition seeking a permit through Sussex County. At the time I bought the house, there was no survey done on the house, and I don't think surveys were required for the transaction from the previous owners to us because it was a foreclosure. We took over payments on the home. When the addition was built on, the previous owners told me where they thought the property lines were, so I guess it was my assumptions that's where they were, and I guess it was in the wrong spot. So when we built on a breezeway, which we turned into an office and a garage, on the side of the house, we are too close to the property line, which I assume now is a 15-foot setback. I think we're probably 10 foot too close.
Okay.
Now, all this has come to our attention because we have moved and the house is for sale. So there has been a current survey that has taken place recently. So I'm asking you guys if you could give me a variance. The property next door will not be developed. It is state land, preservation land, and so it's not going to infringe on anybody next door. So I'm asking if you guys could approve this variance for me.
Well, we'll ask you to convince us that you meet the standards then. You're familiar with those. When you filled out an application, you remember signing a paper that said you understood there were five standards and you needed to convince the board you met them?
At the time, I thought we had met the standards that we had done. This was back in the early 80s.
Okay. So I'm not sure you're quite understanding.
Okay. We actually have a copy of
your
responses.
There's a copy of what you... Those are the five standards, and you have to meet all five standards.
Okay.
And you have to convince this board that you meet those standards.
I have to convince this board of these standards?
That you meet these standards, yes.
Okay, number one, the only place that we could have put this garage was on the right side of the property. And it was due to the driveway, the septic system, and where the well was, and the access to the house. There was a side door to the house, and that was the only door that we could travel through the garage, through the breezeway, into the house. Trees and driveways were all a part of this, and so this was the only place that we could put the driveway that would work for the house.
So that made your situation unique?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Number two, at the time of the purchase of the property, as I stated earlier, we weren't given a survey because this was a foreclosed home. And the previous owners told us where they thought the property lines were. At that time, we hadn't planned on building onto the house because we were a young family, our kids were little. And so the property next door is a state wildlife area and would not have any effect on that property whatsoever. We are within our property bounds, we're just a little bit too close to that property line. I admit to the creating this issue due to the fact that no surveys were done in 1986 to show where the property lines were. So I do take responsibility for being too close to the line. It was my fault, evidently. Most of the homes in the area do have attached garages similar to mine, so this should not alter any of the properties that are in the area. The adjoining property next is a state wildlife area, and there will be no development done to that. So this shouldn't help it. It shouldn't hurt that land any. This variance is requested because the structure is already built, and I'm asking that this variance be applied to bring this property in compliance with the Sussex County building codes.
It's been this way for over 30 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Are there questions for members of the board? Mr. Workman.
So how long you lived there before you added on?
We bought the house in 79, and the addition was built on, I think, in 86.
86. I've been there since. And had no complaints about it or anything?
No, sir.
Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Mears.
So it's your opinion that based on septic and well location, where you added on is the only location that would have worked and allowed you to attach the addition to the house?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Ms. McGee.
Let's go back to number three. Not created by the applicant, because we have to meet all five of the criteria. And by you saying yes, I admit creating the issue, that's a reason that we may not grant the variance. So,
I don't know if I created the issue or not, but I was the one that didn't know exactly where the property line was.
Okay. You so thought the property line was somewhere else.
Yes.
You didn't get a survey.
No.
And so you built it where you thought you were would be in compliance.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Mr. Galloway.
I have a question at this time.
Mr. Sharp.
Ms. McGee got mine.
Have you had any complaints about the garage in the 30 years that you've had it?
No, sir.
All right. Have there been any additions or expansions to the garage since you built it in 1986?
No, sir.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
No other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? I note one hand. Did you want to speak or?
Can.
If you wish to be sworn in,
the time.
Come up here. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Sizemore, 26145 Old Carriage Road, Seeker, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can go to the podium. Mr. Cook, you can have a seat while you testifying.
Thank you, folks.
Mm-hmm. My name is Greg Sizemore. I live in Seaford. I've been in the real estate business here about 40 years. And I've known Ralph for a long time, good friends. And he certainly had no idea what he was doing. I mean, we went out there and walked around in the beginning, and we thought that he wasn't in compliance with it until we got ready to go to a settlement. And then we found out that we were too close to it, and that's what's got us here, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, all of us make an honest mistake. He made one.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,166. It's the septic and the water and well made it unique. It's a minimum variance to enable the use of the property. I think they added onto the garage, which thought they were being meeting the setback, but they found that it wasn't. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. He said that there are other attached garage in the neighborhood and is a minimum variance that will forward leaf and will not alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Thank you, Mr. Workman. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
Seconded by Mr. Calloway. All those in favor by roll call vote. Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reason I stated.
Mr. Pierce.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Calloway?
Aye, for the previous reasons that have been stated.
And aye, too, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,166 is approved.